Welcome to Royalty Redefined, where you become the queen or king of your life. If you're ready to thrive as a visionary leader and really step into your power as the creator of your reality, then you are in the right place. I'm your host, Christina Kelly. I'm a coach to 7- and 8-figure brands and keynote speaker who loves helping ambitious leaders create the impact they were born to create. Now it's your turn. Let's dive in. My kings and queens, let me just get right to the point over here. I'm making an announcement right now that I have thought long and hard about, but it's ultimately one that in my heart I know is for the best. And it's something that I really feel divinely guided to do because I know that in the long run, this is going to be one of the very best things that maybe I've ever done for myself. And also one of the very best things that I have ever done for this show. Now, for those of you who tune into the show, you know that I love podcasting. I'm not just one of those people who started a podcast and was like, oh, this is interesting. Like, I've actually had a lifelong dream of wanting to be a show host and interview people. And when I say lifelong dream, I don't mean like, oh, it's been a dream for like 6 months. Like, no, I was 10 years old. And literally my whole life, my parents would ask me, what do you want to be when you grow up? I would always say several things. I would say, I'm going to be an actress, a singer, a dancer. I am going to be a talk show host, and I am going to be a fashion designer. And I've been dead set on all those things basically my entire life, living out all of them in my dreams. And as the queen of my own life, I 100% plan on making those things happen, especially the show hosting dream, because I kind of feel like that's going to be the biggest one out of all of them. And with this being said, if you saw the title of this episode, you see that this is my season one finale. And I'm going to be taking a break from the show for a couple reasons. And then I'm going to be talking with you about why I feel like this is your sign to take a break as well. And then we'll dive into a couple more details around everything. But I've decided that I'm going to take a very temporary, not forever, don't get too sad, a very temporary break from the podcast because there's so much about the show now just in regards to like my intro and cover image and stuff like that, that I still love, but it's just not, it's not who I am now. And it's also not where I plan on going. I've been receiving so many just like downloads and inspiration and just all these ideas around how to really make the show blow up on a whole new level, how to impact you, the listener, on a whole new level, how to make this more interactive, how to make this something that truly is able to impact more lives and impact more lives more deeply. And in order to really be able to fulfill this grander vision along the lines of this big rebrand that I'm seeing for the show, it's really exciting, and it's also something that I'm going to need a little bit of time to implement. And so with that being said, Royalty Redefined is going on a brief summer vacation. I plan on relaunching the show most likely in October of this year, although do not quote me on that exact month. That's just sort of what I feel like is going to happen as the current timeline that I have planned out with other people that I'm working on with this. And it's something to where, you know, for the longest time I said, I don't think I will ever want to go a week without recording a podcast episode because I love it and I genuinely mean it. I look forward to every single solo episode. I look forward to every single guest interview. And obviously, I'm happy that you, the listener, has enjoyed the show. But selfishly, I have gained so much out of every single solo episode where it's basically just like therapy with myself and I talk out my thoughts. I've gained so much from every single guest who's been on the show and hearing their stories and like having this epic excuse to talk to really cool people about their life. It's just been the best thing ever. But right now, what I'm really feeling into is that Royalty Redefined needs to really just take things to a next level. And in order to really take things to the next level that I know it's meant to be, that is going to require a very brief hiatus. And I had a lot of resistance around taking a break from the show or announcing that I'm taking a break from the show in order to really work on a rebrand and some other really exciting things. And I had this like resistance around it because I feel like being a podcast show host is like so much my identity. I just feel like it fits me and I love it. And I was like thinking to myself, okay, does it mean that I don't love it or I'm not committed if I want to take a brief break? And I really had to take some time to think on this and even think through my like identity around this. And as I did so, I kind of compared this to relationships. So if you've listened to any episode of the show before, you know that I am in a relationship with an incredible man named Jaden. And something that we do in our relationship that I think is super healthy, we've been dating at the time of this recording for about like a year and a half, and it's very much so a serious relationship. And we currently live in separate apartments. They're like 10 minutes away from each other, so we're very close by. And I pop by to see him quite often, but we do live apart from each other. And just with where we're at in our relationship right now and with what works best for us and our specific dynamic, I actually think that it's amazing that we're not seeing each other every day right now while we're still in our dating phase. Now, one day I would obviously love to be married to this man, and that's definitely something that we've talked about. And when that day comes, obviously I would love to live with him and have a home together and like get a dog together and a bunny rabbit. I'm getting ahead of myself, but what I'm saying about this right now is that with where we're at in our relationship right now, I think it's so healthy that we take a break from seeing each other. Like, I think it's so healthy that I take time, you know, during the week to really focus on my projects, to focus on my work, to focus on spending time with my girlfriends, to focus on spending time with myself and all these different things. And then I will go over and see him on the weekends. And then we just have so much to catch up on and talk about and all these different things. And I was thinking about it and I kind of, you know, talked myself through this and said, okay, Christina, if you decided that you wanted to spend, you know, every day with Jaden, or maybe that like you wanted to go on a weekend trip with girlfriends and maybe you didn't see him for like 4 days, would either one of those things make you any more or less committed to him? And for me, the answer is, you know, no. Whether we go a week without seeing each other or whether we go like 2 minutes without seeing each other, I adore him. And I'm just, of course, like I plan on always being committed to him because in my heart, I'm like, this is just right. And not to say I'm like in love with my podcast. I mean, I love it, but I'm not in love with it. Anyway, I hope that you're getting the analogy that I'm kind of talking through right now, which is basically that sometimes taking a break from something doesn't mean that you're any more or less committed to it, but rather you're taking a break simply because maybe that's how you spice things up. Like I think about when I go 5 days without seeing Jaden, oh my gosh, we have so much to catch up on. And it's like really exciting when I see him again. Now, mind you, every time I see him, I'm so excited about it, right? Like I wake up next to him in the morning sometimes and I'm like, wow, hi. You're the love of my life. This is amazing, right? But there's like something extra exciting when like maybe I've gone a couple days without seeing him. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, now I get to see you again. And it's like just that much more epic and juicy and exciting. And I feel like that's what Royalty Redefine needs right now. I have this like amazing vision in my head of the way that I really want to amp up the show. And I feel like in order to do that vision justice, a little bit of a break is needed. And with this being said, whether it's on my solo episodes or whether it's on my guest interviews, I obviously like to share stories from my own life and I love the stories from my guest life, but I also want for everything that I share to be really, really actionable for you. And so with everything that I'm sharing right now, I would love to challenge you and ask you, where do you feel like you can be taking a break in your own life? Maybe for you, you're like, you know what? I have been spending a lot of time with my significant other, with my partner, and I really miss my girlfriends. So I'm going to spend the weekend, you know, visiting a girlfriend out of state, and then I'll come back and tell my boyfriend about it. Maybe for you, there's some project that you've been working on and you feel like you need like a little bit of a break in order to really get space from it. Whatever it is, I would really encourage you to take that break and most of all, to really not feel bad about it. Because the truth of the matter is that as humans, sometimes we think that we are just meant to act like robots and always be go, you know, doing one single thing all the time and all these different things. But every human in every industry who's achieving major things does have to take a break, right? Think about sports players. There's an on season and there's also an off season. And they have an off season for a reason. They need their time to rest and to recover. So that way, when they come back, they are able to come back that much more stronger. It's kind of like a taking breaks is like a long-term business and life strategy. And with wherever you're at in your life right now, I know that you are hearing this specific piece of information for a reason. And as you're hearing this, there's probably one thing in particular that you're thinking about that's really making you want to like take a break in a specific area of your life. Maybe it's some business project that you're working on. Maybe, you know, you've been having difficulties with one of your girlfriends. And you're like, you know what? I think that we just need some space to kind of like give ourselves a minute to breathe and then talk it out and come back together even stronger, right? Whatever it is, I would really encourage you to follow that pull on your heart and then follow that pull on your heart to see where it's going to lead you next. Because, and I know I talk about this all the time on the podcast, but in my own life, I've always found that the most magic occurs when, obviously, yes, I'm doing the work and putting in the hours and all the different things, but also there's so much magic that occurs when you kind of like do your part and then almost like take your hands off the wheel a little bit and say, God, universe, whatever you believe in, show me where you want me to go next. With this also being said, I want for us together in this moment right now, it's me and you whenever you are hearing this, I want for us to come together right now and also really just honor the journey that season one of Royalty Redefined has been. And you can also do the same thing for whatever it is that you're wanting to take a break from in your own life. Like, let's really just take a moment right now and honor all of the magic that has come. This podcast has changed my life in so many different ways. And just as a way of honoring the show and honoring you for being in this journey with me, which I'm just so thankful that you're here, I'm going to take a moment right now and just reflect on some of the highlights of Royalty Redefined. Number one, I cannot even tell you how much I've been able to grow as a result of sharing my voice on this show. My whole life, and I've kind of spoken to this like lightly before, but my whole life, I've always just felt like I had to be like this picture perfect person in order for anybody to like me. And a lot of that really changed when I met my boyfriend, Jaden, because when I met him, I was going through something really hard for me personally. And like, it was literally like a month into dating. I like went over to his apartment and just like cried on his couch for an hour, which is a little embarrassing. But I'll never forget him just like holding space for me. And it just made us, you know, that much closer. And that was one of those moments where I realized that the people who truly want a deep relationship with you, whether it's like a deep relationship with like a social media follower, which I do believe you can have, or whether it's a deep relationship with a significant other or a friend or a family member, the right healthy ones will want for you to be vulnerable. They'll want for you to be real. They'll want for you to talk about your struggles. And maybe this is something that you can relate to as well, but I've just always felt like I had to be this picture perfect person in order for people to like me. And I had this like big fear that if I was my authentic self, which is honestly sad sometimes, which is angry sometimes, which is honestly really sassy. Like sometimes I had this fear of like, who would like me? Like who would resonate with me? Like who would want to stick around for that? And that goes back to old childhood things and bullying, which like we're not going to get into right now, but I had like all this fear around being vulnerable. And for me personally, the solo episodes of my podcast have just helped me so much to really come out of my shell. I have had so many solo episodes of this podcast where I strongly considered not sharing it, but I was like, you know what? No, I believe that someone else is going to be able to relate to this and it's going to help them. Like, I've shared on the podcast how I was in a not so healthy relationship that kind of messed with me. But then I decided I'm the queen of my life. I healed and then I met the love of my life. But even like admitting to that and admitting that I was in that and also not showing up as the best version of myself in this relationship for a year and a half, my goodness, it wasn't even like 2 months. It was a year and a half of my life. Even like admitting to that and talking through that was like very, very vulnerable for me. But after releasing an episode where I talked about that and like shared that story of like how I overcame that, I got so many DMs from other women who are saying, Christina, this like really impacted my life. I can totally relate to you. Like, it helped me so much to hear how you processed this and all those different things. And that was honestly such a life-changing moment for me. I've also been vulnerable and talked on the podcast about how I, you know, at one point was just working myself so hard that I started passing out. I got super thin. I was like super sick and like all these different things simply because I wanted to prove this point that I was like worthy, and I burned myself out so bad and was very much so not well. And I remember it felt so vulnerable sharing that because I was so ashamed of that. But then in sharing that, I also had other people who were like, Christina, no, like I can relate. And like, it helps me to know that I'm not alone in my pain too. And that was another one of those moments of like, oh my gosh, I feel like at the end of the day, like that's what life is about. All of us just want to feel like we're not alone in whatever it is that we're going through. And all of us just want to feel like someone else can relate, or maybe someone else cares about what it is that's going on in our own lives. And I think back to when I first got into like the very beginning of my self-development journey, when I was first starting to learn about how your mindset can change your life and all these amazing things. And I remember at the time, I wasn't surrounded by a lot of people who, you know, were into these same topics. And so all day long, I would just listen to podcasts like Royalty Redefined, and I would listen to conversations between people who were talking about this. And I would think to myself, okay, I'm like energetically like in the space of people who are talking about these kinds of things. That means that I can manifest relationships like this one day. You know, I would listen to a podcast where like it would be a female podcaster, and then she'd have her boyfriend or her husband on the show, and they'd have some beautiful, deep conversation about life. And when I didn't even know that Jaden existed, I would listen to these podcasts and I would think to myself, okay, I need to keep on listening to this podcast because I know how manifestation works and I need to believe that this is possible for me. And now just knowing that things have come so full circle and I've been able to give other people that gift, it just blows me away and it's so exciting to think about. And I'm just so thankful for the person, you, who's listening to the show right now, because you are what gives life to Royalty Redefined. It's not a kingdom if there's no people in it, right? Obviously, yes, like I'm the queen of my own life and all those different things, but our queendom is really built by the woman like you who tune into the show, who share it with their friends, and who really and truly get something out of it. Another thing that I want to talk about in regards to the show that, you know if you've been listening, and if not, then, you know, I got some things for you to do after this, is that we've had so many guests on the show that I thought I would have to wait like years before they would consider coming on my podcast. But then me being, you know, a little ballsy over here, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to ask them right away, right? Like when I first launched my show and I was like, I got 100 downloads on one episode. Okay. I was like, I'm just going to go ask these people who like in my eyes are like my role models and just see if they'd be open to being interviewed on my show. And to be honest with you, basically every single person that I've ever asked to come on the podcast has said yes, and they've come on, including all these like insane celebrity mentors or like motivational speaker influencers and all these different things. And that taught me a lesson that I'm now going to share with you, which is that sometimes all you have to do is ask, and you'd be surprised at who is going to say yes to you and how quickly you'll be able to progress and be able to get to your goals. I know you're not supposed to have, you know, favorites, but I'm just going to let you know right now, some of, obviously like every episode is a favorite, but I'm just going to share with you some of my favorite interviews on the show that you might have missed just like off the top of my head, that if you haven't heard them yet, I would highly suggest that you go back, scroll back through the episodes and listen to these, because I gained so much from these. Every episode I'm about to tell you about, I've listened to more than one time. I've shared it with a million people. And it's just so transformative. One of the episodes that will forever just be one of my favorites is when the top Netflix writers came on my show, Janika and Jashika James. Oh my goodness, these women, first of all, are the kindest spirits. I actually met them in person at an event. They are just genuinely good people. Like, they're so sweet. And they have such a beautiful mission behind what it is that they do and the narratives that they're looking to promote in Hollywood. And they've written for shows like Gossip Girl and Empire and oh my gosh, are just doing so many badass things with all these incredible celebrities and like really making an impact. And they came on the show to talk about how they manifested their dream career, but the way that they broke it down wasn't just them like bringing attention to themselves. Like they broke it down in a way to where they literally teach you how you can manifest whatever career opportunity you want in your own life. And their energy, their story is just so, so inspiring. So if you haven't heard that one yet, I think the title of it is like Top Hollywood Writers Share How to Manifest Dream Career. You're going to love it. Definitely make sure to listen to that one. Another episode that I think you're just absolutely going to love if you haven't heard it already is an episode where I interviewed Eddie Pinero on the podcast. And if you do not know who Eddie Pinero is, it is time that you know. He is such an incredible motivational speaker. I've been inspired by his YouTube videos, by his reels, just by like his content for years. Like there were so many times when I was like going through something and I really just needed to push on, and I would turn on one of his videos and it would just like snap me out of a funk and give me exactly what I needed to hear that day. His content has received something like, I think 200 million streams or something like that. He's literally impacted millions and millions and millions of lives. He was paid to speak to like Nike headquarters and like all these different things. He is so incredible, but again, so humble and just really authentically shares how you can get yourself through those difficult times and what's really fueled him in his own career. And every droplet of the episode was just like gold. I think I've listened to it like 5 times. I'm serious. So the episode with Eddie Pinero is another juicy one that you can go ahead and listen back to just in case like you miss me and you get sad and like there's not a new episode next week. Like that's another good one to listen back to. Gosh, there's just been so many good ones. Another one that I, on a very biased note, think that you should go ahead and listen to is the one where I interviewed my boyfriend, Jaden Easton. And we were talking about his life journey, which is literally insane. He built a $500,000 company when he was 18 years old. When I was 18 years old, like I was not doing that. Let me just be real and honest with you. But it was like the coolest thing because he was very authentic and talked about how like he built this amazing business, but then because he didn't have like certain financial business savvy, he ended up losing a lot of it, but then ended up like, you know, now being able to build something even grander because he is now one of the co-founders of an 8-figure coaching company called Clients and Community, and is now going on and doing even more incredible things in his career. And he also has some other projects that like I can't speak about yet, but like they're going to be so cool. And anyway, his life story is incredible. His mindset is incredible. Obviously, I'm biased because I'm literally in love with him. But if you want a really juicy episode, that is going to be one that you're going to want to listen to, because the journey from like his teenager business to like how he's been able to grow his current business is mind-blowing. It's like a very exciting story to listen to. So definitely go back and check out that one as well. I think I titled that one something along the lines of like how to create a $10 million mindset. It's episode 40 or 50 something. I should have looked this up before I start recording this, but that is another episode that I think that you would absolutely love and really, really enjoy listening to. One other episode that I'm going to plug before I let you go until season two is an episode with my friend Melanie Esperon. And she is just so incredible. She is such an incredible freaking badass, but she's another one of those people who is just so humble and genuinely has a heart of service. And she talks about how she's worked with a lot of A-list celebrities, and she doesn't mention all of them on the podcast, but one that she does mention working with in our interview together is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And she just talks about how he's so cool. And she goes, I wish he was my dad, which is a line I'll never forget. I just thought that was so funny. And she talks about how she got to work with these incredible people. And her whole thing is like, she's a psychic. Like she can see the future. She has these really incredible spiritual gifts. And so she talks about how she's used those gifts in her own life, and also how you can tap into your own intuition and really grow spiritually and get that connection with God or with a greater power that can really give you that greater level of purpose and fulfillment in your own life. All right, my kings and queens, I hope that I've given you some good content to binge and to go ahead and listen back to, just in case at any point you're missing me. I can assure you that I will most definitely be missing you, and I will miss coming on this mic every week. I'm going to miss my interviews, but like I said before, this is a very temporary hiatus. I might be back sooner than October. Maybe things are going to get totally nuts and I'll be back later, but the reason why is because when I relaunch this podcast, we are going to have some very new, exciting energy in the show. And I really just need a little bit of time to prepare to give it the bane that it deserves so that way it can impact your life on an even grander level. The theme of the podcast is still going to be being the queen of your life. You are still going to see me in a crown. And hopefully you will still be in a crown if you have one. If you don't, DM me on Instagram and I will send you like the link to my favorite crown, because I think all women should have a crown. That's a whole nother story. Anyway, my kings and queens, I want to end this episode by letting you know how deeply grateful I am for you. And I know I've said this in other episodes, but if I could just like jump through your computer or your phone or whatever you're listening to this through right now, I would. And I would just give you the biggest hug ever, because the fact that you're just even here listening to this right now, this is my dream come true. You are a part of my dream come true. I am endlessly grateful for you and in everything I do, whether it's my podcast content, whether it's in a speaking gig, whether it's in something that I'm creating and posting on Instagram, and whatever I do, I just want to be of the highest service to, you know, myself and my inner queen. Yes, but I'm not just doing this for me. I'm doing this for you. And with the relaunch of Royalty Redefined that is coming soon, I'm just so excited about the way that this is going to impact you. I'm so excited about hopefully the way that this is going to light you up and ignite something new within you and empower you to see that you are the one who has always had the power to step up as the king or queen of your life. And if you want more reminders of this consistently, please make sure to go ahead and follow me on Instagram and turn on my post notifications. I'm going to be continuing to post my little like motivational pep talk stories, reels, all those different things. I am definitely going to keep up with my short form content. So make sure to follow me on there. And if something ever happens where you're like, you know what, Christina, I have a life question about this or that, or want a piece of advice or whatever it is, you are my fellow queen. Please know that my DMs are always open. And a lot of the times that people end up DMing me about, I will happily DM them back about. And we can have like a little chit chat about it. But also, like, I'm creating this content for women like you. So when you DM me about a conversation about like something that you want advice on, there have been times that I have literally taken that and made an entire like solo podcast episode training on that exact topic, which is very valuable for you. It's valuable for me and is valuable for all the other women out there who probably also have the exact same question. So please, my queen, let's stay in contact. DM me whenever you want to have a little chit chat and get excited for the Royalty Redefined relaunch that is coming soon. But above all else, please never forget that you have the choice to show up as the king, or more likely, if you're listening to this, the queen of your life that you are. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, then I would love it if you can go ahead and leave a written 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is something that will only take you a couple of seconds, but will really help the show reach more people just like you who are wanting to become the king or queen of their life. Thanks for listening and have an amazing rest of your day.